This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios, live from Radio Row in New Orleans, you're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good day as we're off and running here once again on Radio Row. Our coverage brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. And about 100 yards in front of me are Wolchuk and Chiafalo. They're poised on this broadcast perch provided by Bounty. And what Bounty has done here this week is they secured A-list guests like Nick Chubb and David Njoku, and they put them in these green Bounty like Letterman's jackets, and you know, give you the opportunity to go up on this stage and interview the A-list guest of the day or whatever it is. It's been a rotating cast of guys, and they did a tremendous job yesterday with Kyle Van Noy and Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah,
it was hilarious, and you know, they're about to get Njoku and Chubb up there.
There you go,
on the Bounty stage as well. Okay, as we do that, Brian, we should reset for Cowboys fans out there. What I think is some, you know, pretty positive news.
Sure.
Exciting news for the future. We'll see. But new offensive line coach, Connor Riley from Kansas State, one of the best rushing programs in the country.
Very physical offensive line. As you mentioned, you said it earlier, Dawson, we started the day. Doesn't do with a lot of five-star recruits. A lot of tough guys, a lot of Midwestern kids. A little bit different recruiting going on in Manhattan, Kansas. You know, it probably don't have the huge NIL money and all that, but you know, maybe they take those kids that are 2-3-star kids, and then they coach them up, they get them going, and you know, and Riley, everything that I've heard about him, and you know, sometimes you'll hear some negative stuff. But with these coaches, I haven't really heard a lot of it. You know, scouts that go through, not just Cowboy scouts, but scout buddies I have from other teams that go through Kansas State are like, listen, you go through there, man, you can watch the practices. They're tough. The kids are tough. They coach them hard and all that. And, I mean, coach them hard in a way where they get a lot out of them.
Yeah.
So, but everything was super positive about him. And, you know, you don't always, like, the Eagles went the route with Jeff Southland coming, you know, Alabama, you know, that kind of that collegiate background. And you got to be able to, you know, coach up a lot of guys. You know, you got to be familiar with all the schemes. You know, you got to be able to interact, and your guys got to play hard for you. And it seems like to me, listening to people talk, that Coach Riley had that kind of support from not only the university but also the players that he coached.
I mean, it's you're coming off a season where you got 4.6 an attempt with Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, that's encouraging, Brian, because while their pass protection might have issues and your rookie left tackle was doing too many penalties, you know, to me that shows promise. How much more talent upgrade do you think along the offensive line that you'll need? Is it just a runner and we could have a top five rushing attack next year? What do you think?
I'll tell you what, Gavin, you know, the news about Simmons and the patella, it shook me. I'm not going to lie. it shook me a little bit. I dealt with a patella a couple.
The tackle from Ohio State.
I'm sorry. Thanks for helping me out on that one. But the thing that shook me a little bit, because he was my best offensive tackle, and now I have to look at 12. Do I feel comfortable grabbing Banks, the tackle from Texas, and playing McGuard? Campbell from LSU, I saw the kid play 4 years. I think he's a better guard than maybe a tackle. You know, it's just not that group of guys that I look at. I've done over 100 players, one center so far. You know, it just hasn't been. And then there's a couple of true guards there. This offensive line group is not as buttoned up as the groups I've seen before in the previous drafts. When you and I worked together here the last 4 or 5 years, we've talked about offensive linemen, offensive tackles, and all that. But it's just it's going to be a little bit of a dice roll on some of these guys. But the runners are there. That's the thing about it. The runners are there. In fact, it could be what you have currently with the coaching staff, with the scheme, with the commitment. But can you get the runner to make all that work?
I mean, if you're going to make a commitment like that to the run game, which it appears they are, we're going up to the Bounty booth here, where Wolchuk and Schiafalo were standing by. Gentlemen, do it. We got you guys.
Hello, guys.
Wolchuk, Schiafalo, you're live with us here. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All righty, and welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We're live on Radio Row. Our coverage brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. Brian, you having a good time this week? I know this is one of your towns.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's the great thing about it is, you know, seeing some of the old faces and seeing guys and gals that I worked with in the media before and have known. Ran into Steve Weiss from the NFL Network, an old friend of mine, and it's good to see him. And just to say hello, walked by Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
And thank
He's right behind you, actually.
There he is right here.
Yeah.
Walked by Kevin Harlan.
Talking with BetMGM guys.
And so, yeah, and you know, say, hey, thanks for always coming on. Oh, my pleasure, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's really, really, this is a unique experience that you get to have every year to be a part of this.
I would say for a football fan, you know, just coming, even if you're not going to go to the game, coming for the week and like hanging out and doing some of the parties, especially in a town like this.
Yeah.
But just the ability to walk around and see former players. Like,
oh, no.
I was noticing some fans the other day just beside themselves with excitement, calling their grandmas to tell them they had just seen Cam Newton.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
Cam
like
just walked by. Yeah. I mean, it is so neat what you're talking about. I did read something that was concerning to me, Dawson, about New Orleans' future hosting of Super Bowls.
Really?
And it's the fact that, yes, the walking distance and everything, how you navigate all that, the lack of hotels here now.
Really?
Yeah. And so you have some of these, the Atlantas, the Los Angeleses, the various other Super Bowl host sites.
Yeah.
More hotel space. Vegas.
I mean, new hotels.
New hotels. And so... What happens is here with such small space or much the hotel sizes, the price for the rooms goes way up.
Yeah.
And so what they're trying to think about, well, how we want to have the experience where our fans can come and be a part.
Well, we're in the warehouse district right now next to the conference center.
Absolutely.
Isn't some of this land capable of being turned
into?
I mean, they look like a lot of empty buildings.
Yeah. The thing about this city, it's kind of a poor state. You know, we always talk about, heck, we could come up with some NIL money for that football team down there in Baton Rouge. But but here overall, though, you know, the way the city is and stuff, with Katrina, I know it's been a while ago for all that. The city rebuilt in a lot of ways. But this is a big concern to the NFL. They look at the new stadiums, you know, they look at the hotel space.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, don't be surprised if Vegas replaces New Orleans on the rotation now. It's been a long time.
I know it's
since
a pain for the media a little bit because of the cabs and the 45-minute wait sometimes to get rides and stuff like that. So hopefully we can just be close to Radio Row. I think that's that. But Vegas is a great town for other reasons, you know. And I think you know, for those reasons, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's a great place for your fans to gather.
Well, absolutely. And you know, now you got you know, with Santa Clara being in the rotation now. That stadium out there, Levi Stadium, hosted 50, and now it's hosting Super Bowl 60. Hmm. So, you know, you're going to...
Does Jerry not want it?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that Jerry would always want the Super Bowl. And you were working in the market at the time when the Super Bowl was here.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Yeah, and see, is there other things?
I wonder if the NFL trusts them, you know, after that debacle with the seats.
I think that's your issues right now that you kind of deal with is do the Joneses want to go through that, and does the NFL want to go through that? And so that's kind of where you're
at. Kind of a difficult conversation to get going. The biggest story of the day back in DFW, of course, saw a Tim McMahon Sports Center piece report that he did on it. Obviously, the Allie LaForce from last night there on TNT. You know, Nico Harrison facing significant threats. The Mavs and Nico have decided he will not be sitting in his seats tonight. Don't want to subject him to that threat, as death threats have come in, some involving racial terms,
sure,
which is always ugly. And, you know, the real downside of, you know, what we're seeing here with the Luka trade, I wonder if Nico knew what he was in for, you know, when he made that move. I wonder if whatever piece of information would allow this story to make sense needs to come out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is there something else that you need to tell a reporter about Luka specifically other than he was 10 pounds overweight?
Yeah, I think that he wants this thing to go away quickly, you know?
Yeah.
It won't. It won't go, and it will always be reminded. You know, we're all now going to watch the Lakers and see how they play. You know, listen to Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley says the Lakers aren't that good. This could be a long, tough remaining season for Luka with all that he has to deal with there. So, yeah, you know, the fans are they're very, you know, it's a very unforgiving group. I think we live in an era now where maybe 20 years ago when I was first starting in professional sports, or, you know, 30 years ago, professional sports, we didn't have all the social media. We didn't have the interaction. It didn't seem like we had the hatred. We had passionate fans, you know, big time fans. But now it's taken to a different level of where we're this access to be able to just say what we, you know, just, hey, we're coming after you, da 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 da, with no repercussions. You know, I mean, back then it was a little bit more, oh wait, you don't want to be, you know, that's a legitimate threat. Nowadays, it's just people just...
I mean, back then you'd have to be like a rogue actor who hatched this plan and did it all on your own. Now people get together on the internet and share ideas.
Absolutely.
And people are like, well, I'm going to one-up you, or that sounds amazing, I'm going to do that too.
Yep.
And that just sucks. Yep. You know, it's a bad reflection. You guys want to keep it above board. I love the protests. I love whatever in-arena things you want to do to voice your displeasure with what Nico did, but taking it to that level just...
Nah.
It makes you more of the bad guy.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're responsible for that kind of stuff. And I know it does represent a small percentage, but you know how it's reported across the country is just going to be Mavs fans are so mad that Nico's getting death threats.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, this is a worldwide superstar too.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about where his reach is around the world. So
yeah. So I think the way that it could go away or we could get healing is, you know, Anthony Davis does average 26 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, Luka gave you 30.
Yeah.
How seamless is the offense going to be getting the ball in Anthony Davis's hands in a position where he can get high efficient looks?
Man,
he's more of a finisher. He's great mid-range jumpers. You know, he can put it on the floor. The guy can absolutely score.
You know,
it's the playmaking and setting up the offense that I'm just curious about.
No, they did a great job last night in the game against Boston, you know, with Dinwiddie, you know, and Klay Thompson. They got some really cool bounces. You know, they get a block at one end. You know, you're thinking, oh, wow, they get a block. And then they get transition basket, you know, from Kyrie coming the other way. So maybe that's how they're going to have to play. You know, they're going to, you know, play that great defense on their end and then get those transition baskets. They really beat the Lakers up last night with that type of play.
All right, well, Chuck and Schiafalo are back. Gentlemen, it's time for the top 10 at 420. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Wonderful. It's the Super Bowl. We've got Super Bowl foods. Top 10 Super Bowl foods. What are you having at your party? That's next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, we're back on Radio Row. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here's Woolchuck.
Thank you very much. Top 10 best Super Bowl foods for your Super Bowl party. 877-881-1053. It's a tradition unlike any other. Every Friday here at Radio Row, we will do the top 10 Super Bowl foods. Now, this list is ever evolving. This year, it's courtesy of Fox Sports. Now, Fox Sports is actually just to the left of us. They've got their radio set up. I am amazed at how quickly NBC just tore down their set with Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
what these guys do, putting up these and taking them down.
It is amazing.
It is crazy.
They could have gone around the world with their two sets they just had probably an hour and a half ago that were ready to roll with cameras and everything, and now you would never know that they had TV going on those two sets. It's amazing how these people work.
You imagine the backstage things people like this have seen. You know, this is a roadie right here.
Oh, yeah.
probably working
Let
at concerts,
the take the
setting
stage.
Up stages, taking them down.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
It really is incredible.
Jackson Brown.
877-881-1053. What are you planning for your Super Bowl spread on Sunday? Now, I think we're all locked in. We are taking the Chiefs. As a show,
we are
all taking the Chiefs.
Made it there. I made it back home.
Now, Lucius, are you in on the Chiefs with us, which means that I think, is this the kiss of death and the Eagles are going to win?
It could be. It could be. It's always nice when you have at least one lone wolf out there that's willing to take one for the team, so to speak. If I need to be that guy, I'll be that guy.
No, don't do that.
I'll start ripping out some ESG.
I thought it was going to be Dawson. I thought you were just going to go with the Eagles and...
Can't do it.
I think the Kansas City rider. I think that.
Some of those nuggets, those stats that he had, like undefeated against Dick Fangio, undefeated in a dome.
I think maybe I was doing a bit a couple of days ago trying to get under your guys' skin, because when it came to actually betting it, I've been thinking about it for 2 days. I can't get on there and bet Eagles.
Yeah. And if you did, you'll be watching the
Eagles. I worked there and I can't pull for them.
No, screw them.
I just can't.
I am happy that they're gone. The whip, I don't know where they went, but they're no longer two tables down doing their chanting and singing and all that
crap. My highlight of the trip so far is with you and the Eagles suck chant that you tried to get going.
Gosh.
I thought that was classic.
Thank you. I kind of regret not doing more Eagles suck chants over the course of this week. All right, let's get to Super Bowl foods. Now, Brian, it's kind of disappointing because you don't care about the Super Bowl because your team's not in it. But
I care about the Super Bowl, but my interest level is not
like you're not going to plan a party and sit down and watch it.
If I get invited to stuff and things, I'm one of these guys that believes in not showing up empty-handed.
Yeah,
I'm not just going to bring a bag of ice or a six pack of beer. I'm probably going to bring my crock pot full of some stuff. You know, maybe some kind of exotic warm dip that I have to kind of keep an eye on. You know, something that somebody has never had before. So, yeah, if you're going to invite me to something, I'm going to give it my all for
probably
it.
Probably show up with a dip. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That would be probably the go-to.
But an exotic warm dip.
Something that, I'm not just interested in going to get Velveeta and nothing wrong with it, that in a can or Rotel and just kind of whip it up and think you're going to, I'm going to try and do something creative that maybe something that people haven't had before.
You want to make an impression.
I want to. But I want people to be able to, nothing worse than bringing an item to a party. And having people not eat it.
That's right. That's
there might be some finger sandwiches or whatever, all kinds of, maybe wrapped up jalapenos with the bacon and stuff like that, all gone. And then your little item that you brought is,
even the grocery store deli cookies are gone.
That's the thing.
Yours isn't.
That's the thing. Yeah. If people are eating those stale chocolate chip cookies that you stopped off at Tom Thumb and picked up on the way because you didn't want to show up empty-handed, man, if your stuff's getting beat by that,
just retire.
Yeah,
that's
you
a
need
tough
to get
one.
Out.
Man, we got some good texts. 583, my buddy is smoking a brisket. I'll provide some beer and wine. That's a hell of a play.
Well, Super Bowl in this time zone is the perfect brisket place to be.
Yeah.
You know, 6 o'clock game. You could probably wake up at 5 o'clock, start the fire, and you'll be guaranteed a done brisket unless it's a monster.
I kind of feel like that there's – and Chief and I – but and Chief is great at when we do the pregame show together for the Cowboys. He always asks the fans what you're cooking. And sometimes if you have those 3:25 games or a little bit later game – remember, Chief, we always recommend go – if you have people coming over, go for a little brunch items. Kind of do it in shifts. Don't have just – don't start off with – kind of lead up to. So you have maybe you have
it's a marathon little, kind of day.
Yeah, you have the brunch items, you have your dips, and then you have the big meal right before the game.
Company's coming early.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you got people showing up and they're kind
of
hanging out with
play.
You and stuff. So yeah, make sure you just don't do it all early and then phase out at the end and you just fall apart. Make sure you kind of have it maintaining the whole day. And don't just stay with the same dips. Make sure you kind of rotating. Hey, if one's not looking good, pull it out. Put something else in there.
Wow.
You're
working it like a butler.
We got buffalo chicken dip. We got some spinach and artichoke.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to mix in a 7-layer.
Yeah,
we got our queso.
And announce it too. Like, hey, we got some buffalo chicken dip here. Boom. Mm-hmm. Put it out, and then people.
All right, everyone comes and gets it. Let's go.
Yeah,
I want it hot.
Yeah.
Boom.
So, sometimes you put the dips out early and they get picked over. The chips, always maintain the level of your chip bowl.
Yeah.
Don't leave people like little pieces of chips to try and dip. Make sure they have legitimate, or even take your own flour tortilla. Simple to do. I talked about it with you, Dawson, how you make those tacos. Get them through the oil, and then, you know, fry them up, boom, cut them up. Those are good chips.
They
put
are.
Some salt on them. Make some homemade chips.
I do love what the 972 has said. They're going Philly cheesesteak, egg rolls, pretzels, ooh, seafood fondue, baked beans, ribs, fried rice, pulled pork,
yeah,
sopapilla cheesecake, peach cobbler, sliders, and
wow,
some fajitas.
Goodness yeah gracious, man.
Where are you?
That guy's
I'm
impressive.
Coming over.
I love that, dude.
That's amazing.
Brisket, you get the Texas Twinkies going on, the elote dip coming in strong. How about a 214? Got to go with the sun-dried tomato and bacon gouda dip.
That's awesome.
Mm. I'm in on that. Korean short ribs making an appearance here.
Chicken ribs, waffle minis yeah with a syrup waterfall that's left.
Wow.
Wow, that's
yeah, the dessert
party
sometimes,
right there.
Sometimes they're I've been to plenty of parties where like there's a blind spot when
there's
it comes
no sweets
to the desserts.
So number 10 on the list here, top 10 Super Bowl foods for your Super Bowl party this Sunday, cupcakes and cookies. Easy, right? Just a little quick finger foods, you get your little sweet treat, boom, we're moving on here.
Yeah, I appreciate a dessert spread.
It's you got to have something.
Yeah.
Dawson, would you prefer a brownie over a cookie?
9 times out of 10, no, but sometimes people can ace the brownie.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. As a little chocolate square, when you've done eating,
the corner
that little
piece
chocolate square can just it can set the whole meal off.
And honestly, brownies are kind of rare. Like, how often do you have brownies? I really don't.
I would make brownies every time, yeah.
Oh, your mom. Yeah, your mom. Yeah. Well, she's an excellent baker.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, look, number 9, meatballs.
Yeah.
Your little Swedish meatballs.
I like that.
Little I mean, you can do whatever kind of meatballs you want.
It's just
toothpick and boom, just go. It's easy.
It's a great snack
Poppable
item, you know, because you have like you have your main plate, of course, but then throughout the game, you know, you want to raise. Yeah, exactly. The graze factor, the meatballs are perfect for that.
I will say, if you're going just meatball, I don't think you can just put them in the oven and put marinara on them.
Nope.
I might need to grill them or smoke them.
Smoke them.
I might need just get the that spicy Thai chili sauce for them.
Ooh, there you go.
That
you
sounds go fantastic.
And even when he's got the Thai chili sauce, it's you can put a little, because of the stickiness of it, take a little toasted sesame seed and put them on that,
oh
too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
how about the 817? We have a taco truck coming. So you whenever and whatever
I was
someone wants, it's made to order.
What do you guys think about, like, making your own food? Like, you got the buffet style, but you kind of make it yourself.
Yeah.
Is so, that a good way to go? Because
that's a great way to go.
Because, like, Dawson might not like, okay, I've got guacamole over here. Dawson doesn't want me to put guacamole
on his.
So he wants to be able to skip that, skip the sour cream.
Do it yourself.
Yeah,
make
do
your
it
own
yourself
plate type of deal.
There you go. Buffet line, not a bad thing.
That's
with,
a good
with
one.
Those dishes. Those chafing dishes.
682, oh, you love a good chafing dish, said, I saw on TikTok bacon crackers. They're making those. It's a club cracker, little strip of bacon brown sugar on top with a little Cajun seasoning and a tiny bit of red pepper flakes. You make it in the oven. It looks really, really good. Mm. And then somebody asked, does Thanksgiving or Super Bowl Sunday deserve more love? I mean, both are great. Both are national holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't – it's hard to say which one.
Like Thanksgiving, you're obviously having Thanksgiving food. And then the Super Bowl, you're going to have a variety of different things. Like number 8, we got chili. Chili comes in at number 8, and I think chili's a fantastic Super
Bowl. I think chili dogs is a damn good.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to start with a good, like, a lunch item, like, you know, the game's at 5, but you want to serve something at 1, maybe 2 o'clock, break out a chili dog on somebody. That's kind of a game thing. Let them doll them up with the onions and the cheese and all that, and then boom, have a couple of those, and then later in the day, maybe throw some the brisket stuff you're talking about.
A little Frito pie action, maybe.
Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket comes in at number 7. That's also delicious for a
Super Bowl
party.
That's a brunch kind of item.
How about loaded potato skins at number 6?
That's a good potato.
Loaded potato skins are a little underrated.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those things get a little too mushy when they sit out on the.
Oh, talk to me, Brian. I love what you're doing over there.
See, if you leave them, they age poorly.
You got to get them
very poorly.
You got to get the crisp
and
factor.
And the skin turns into almost like paper.
Yeah, I would say pre-bake the skin to get it extra crispy, then drop the potato and butter in.
That's smart. Yeah. As soon as you get the sour
cream. The liquid on there kind of messes with the skin.
And get a little mush.
Yeah, a little mush.
Five are sliders. Sliders are
a lot
delicious
of potential in those skins, though, I think.
Yeah,
still.
You can
just unrefined.
Skins,
what was the next one?
Sliders.
Oh, yeah.
Coming number 5. And that can be like, hey, burger sliders. That can be a pulled pork slider. You can do like a buffalo chicken slider. We did that one year. That was delicious.
Pizza sliders.
Pizza sliders. Love that idea. Number 4 is nachos. I think nachos are fire. We got that text in a couple of times.
That's hard to do. Nachos are hard to do because you don't get the coverage. There's always
when
you
have
to put massive amount of chips on a sheet of, and you don't get the coverage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you're just eating straight.
See,
chips.
That's almost better for a party to just go with a bowl of queso.
Yes,
you do a make it yourself nacho.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Nachos are great, but you don't get the complete coverage, and somebody's always getting chips that don't have
if
any coverage.
If you had a proper nacho station, though, where you had like a little cookie sheet and you could put your own chips down, your cheddar cheese and your beans or whatever,
there
that might be fun.
There you go.
You know, you slide it in the oven.
But the minute you make a big batch of nachos, poor coverage.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of height.
Bingo.
Oh, like the towel. Yeah,
just surface area.
You know,
absolutely.
The level. Yeah. You want to make sure you got levels taken care of.
I'm a big fan now of the individual like nachos that you can get, say, at Katy Trail, where literally every single one has the meat on it, the cheese is melted, has some beans.
Nothing worse than having nachos and you've got nothing on the
covered.
Chip.
Yeah. Crawfish boil 817. That's always going to be fun.
There you go.
We've got Cajun ceviche from the 817.
That's interesting. 214
wants to know, do I pass if I make the little barbecue weenies in the crock pot and queso? Going to my brother's and want to make sure I pass inspection.
I'll tell you what, instead of the little weenie things, go with some chorizo. Like the Mexican, make Mexican, like the little, the sausage, make meatballs out of that. Put that in with the queso and stuff like that.
Okay.
The little weenies are kind of it doesn't do the queso justice, but kind of put it with a little bit Mexican flair.
All right.
With that sausage, make little meatballs out of that, and then boom, put it in your queso. People will love you.
Yeah, those little smokies, right? Those little
smokies work better with barbecue sauce than they work with cheese.
I agree with that. Three are chips and dip. You've got to have some type of dip. It's absolutely delicious. Number two is pizza. Pizza coming in at number two.
Homemade pizza.
It's the biggest pizza day of the year.
It's got to be.
Let me tell you another thing. I think squares. If you're doing it, go squares. Make it on a sheet.
Okay.
They're easier to the triangles, not so good to handle. The squares are easy to handle. You can put them on plates.
It's hard
to put stuff around it.
Yeah,
it's hard to get pizza right at home.
You'd rather just go ahead and get from the HUD or order from your favorite.
No one out pizza. The crust is a major obstacle.
I enjoy rolling out. Squares pizza, like to me, if you make it square, it fits on a plate better, and you can put stuff around it.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, if you're an experienced man like Broadus, maybe you go with the homemade pizza. No. I think if you're just starting out,
YouTube will help you about rolling dough and stuff like that if you're interested.
You've
Seriously.
Got the pastry dough stuff down.
Yeah.
I should take some notes there. Number one, though, top Super Bowl food is
Stella.
Wings. Wings, of course. And while you're eating your wings,
make
sure to wash it down. Delicious Stella Artois. We love you, Stella. But number one is wings, whatever flavor you like. But some of these texts that are coming in, you guys are doing Super Bowl Sunday right. This is incredible. You guys are making me hungry. Going to Chipotle from the 972. No. As Brian would say, just make Chipotle at home.
Yeah,
thank you, Dawson. You got an Orange Magic strategy for the weekend, or
You can slap Orange Magic together pretty quick.
That's on YouTube, right? If people want to go and look at your
I think it's on 105.com as well. If you just Google Gavin Dawson Orange Magic,
there you go. Worth it.
Yeah, you just need party wings thawed out and then Frank's Red Hot, and then you hit them with I do the Holy Gospel from Meat Church.
Yeah.
That's the official rub of the Orange Magic wing. But there's a number of different rubs that can create magic there. Mm-hmm. 250 for like 2.5 hours. Let those things sit in there, and you'll thank me.
Seriously, dude, 10 out of 10. I'll never forget that experience.
I definitely do them every Super Bowl. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan live on Radio Row, and it is time for Chiafalo's Biggest L, Biggest Dub.
Yes, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the nation.
A Football Fan Friday here on Radio Row in New Orleans. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. What you drinking, what you thinking coming up at 520. What are you guys thinking about Nico Harrison, about the Cowboys' new offensive line coach? Anything, anywhere you want to take it, just answer the questions. Right now, it's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories on a Football Friday live from New Orleans? Here's British Ian. Certainly an L, bittersweet, because it's Super Bowl time, but this is the last true Football Friday of the season.
El Central.
Gosh, dang it. What'd you have to say?
That freaking stings a little bit.
Is that, for me, the Monday after the Super Bowl is a very depressing day?
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
I think it's the most depressing day on the calendar.
That's why you have to really, you can't take for granted a single second on Super Bowl Sunday. That has to be a day that you're so locked in, appreciating the moment.
Mm.
Another season has culminated. We crown another champion. You do get to look forward to the possibilities of my team getting there.
Yeah.
If you're a Cowboys fan.
I know.
But just in general, you know, the other fan bases are like, okay, now the mission starts for me and my team.
Ugh.
Is this our year? But it's a long time. It's a long time between now and the next kickoff. So it hurts. Appreciate the moment. We have 214 Mooney DeMare. Biggest L, had the flu for 8 days.
Oh,
you know, this is putting people down.
That's what I was saying. My. I was talking with Aisha Morrison about this. She was saying there's a lot of people I've talked to here who's been sick for a week.
Mm.
You know, so my gosh. I mean, is that what got your wife there, Dawson?
And the mother-in-law now.
Oh, geez.
This is like
no.
her third day of it.
Oh, geez.
And
it sounds like it's a week-long
thing.
Hopefully
the thing. Kiddos like, can
right?
spread.
I'm dodging it, man. Mm. I got lucky. I guess I got out of town.
Yeah.
But the kids haven't had it yet, so we're counting
fingers
blessings.
Crossed.
Yeah, see, I'm going back to a sick house. Mm. I got sick kids all over the place.
Are all of them sick
and
now?
All that stuff. The oldest, I think, has been able to stave it off a little bit, but my middle and my youngest are going through it right now. The 817L coworker got arrested at work, so we're short-staffed, and now I'm having to work more.
Wow.
Sorry about that, 817.
That must have been quite a scene.
Dawson, has that ever happened in any of your radio gigs? Did anybody ever pop in and arrest one of your guys while you were on air or something like that?
No, this reporter that I worked with at Alpha Broadcasting in Portland did get arrested one weekend. Apparently, he was, like, imprisoning his wife.
What?
It was insane. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh,
like hostage. He was, like, super stalker style as the husband. Locked her down, and, like,
oh,
it was this big deal with
it. Hey.
That's a tough one.
And then there was the time that the car drove through the front lobby because the guy had paranoid schizophrenia and thought messages were coming through the radio signal to him.
That is wild.
So he tried to stop you guys from being on air?
He peeled out and was arrested later that day. Yeah. No, he, yeah. Oh.
And then bailed.
Yeah.
I saw Jane Slater taking an L. Did you see her tweet about there was a delivery driver of sorts at her place, backed into a tree and knocked it over and messed up all sorts of lines and stuff and just drove off?
Oh, yes.
It was a Best Buy. I think it was
yes.
a Best Buy thing.
Okay, so I posted something about my Home Depot situation and said, I think you should get your appliances at Best Buy and Costco because I think they have the best warranties that I've heard of. So somebody tagged me in that and said, well, actually, Jane Slater has something to show you about Best Buy.
Poor delivery driver. You're like, crap, what do I do here? You gotta
just bail, dude. He ran all through her stuff,
can't
ruined her house.
Yeah, you got to go knock on that door.
Got to knock on the door.
Take some ownership.
Mm-hmm.
940 took an L yesterday. Listen, wow, that was the mean one.
Yeah, that was a mean one. I'm glad that you proofread it.
No. I stopped myself.
You did.
Biggest win for me of the week, the Sami Khedira interview, Real Madrid, Germany. And then obviously the biggest L is the Luka trade. Yeah.
The Luka trade is the biggest L. Big time. I will say big dub had to have been yesterday with Emmett. The fact that we got to have a drink with him.
Yeah.
Well, no, we weren't the only ones. I think he was probably taking shots.
How many shots you think he did during the day?
A lot. I mean, he was deep when he sat down with us.
But it made for a great interview, and he was fired
up. He just
up.
Had a poor shot. He did the right amount.
I loved it.
He was
it.
In the sweet spot,
yeah.
You know, where it's giving you some life and some excitement without dragging you down.
Now, I've kept the empty bottle of the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to go through security
yes.
at the airport.
You should.
This, right? Okay.
Well, maybe
no.
with glass?
No. You only can take like 4 fluid ounces.
No,
there's nothing.
It's
in,
out.
There's nothing.
It's,
oh,
there's
it's empty.
It's empty.
It's
we polished that thing off
we crushed
last night.
It.
There
yeah,
you
we
go.
We crushed it yesterday.
Tear it up.
Our
buddy.
It?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, like
that's
a little,
only half of what you did, Brian.
But it was only a little teeny bit, and I just, you know, because I knew that
you
I
had one of those to yourself in 3 hours on the air.
Full handle of Tito's.
And we got that at the end of the month coming up, too, right?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you better start hydrating now.
We got Wolchuk. We might have to get
now
two handles.
Let's go, boys. Let's get weird.
Dawson's going to be babysitting
wow.
for 5 hours.
Give me that Ranger Day baseball schedule.
Let's get
go.
Some player interviews
I'm
lined
so
up.
I'm so sorry, guys. Was that a piss poor segment?
I don't know. And then I'll have to apologize to Eric and them for dinner. But I'll buy. They'll be happy with
you'll
that.
Be all right.
Mm-hmm.
214 taking it out. It's our guy, Black and Gold B, just dealing with the Luka stuff all week. It's been tough on all of us.
Your city's
yep.
nice, bro, by the way.
Big,
city's
yeah, that's
good.
True.
Oh, we love it here.
I'm sure Black and
city's
Gold B
good.
Has a little FOMO with us
mm-hmm.
right here in his hometown. Big Dub, though, he says, got a 4-day weekend starting right now. Good for
go,
you. Dude.
Good for you. Go get them.
Tear it up this weekend, bro.
Cook all weekend.
817, biggest L. I've never had a customer fire me before, but it finally happened this week.
Okay.
That's tough.
Customer fired him?
You're fired?
So you're like get an the accountant manager to or fire something, you? And you're they fired. Said you're done?
They just sent an angry email, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know how that works. I don't know what line of work they're in, but he also
text
says
in, let us know.
He says I'm actually like it's an L because I've never been fired before by a customer, but he's grateful because that customer sucked. So it's kind of a lose win. 903.
Oh, he was like his own businessman type of deal.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Deals, yeah.
903, biggest dub, scored some extra brownie points, taking the wife to Justin Timberlake on Ooh. Monday for her birthday.
There you go.
JT's coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bringing sexy back.
Yes, he yeah, is.
Yep.
972, biggest L, lost my dog of 17 years this week. Oh, what a run, dude. 17 yeah. years. More than just a dog, though. He was family. Feeling for you, 972. That is always
old,
tough.
Old Spud made it to 17. That was my childhood dog.
That feels like some level of a record there.
Spud is such yeah. a great name for a dog.
I had a dog.
Yeah, he was
my
cool.
dog.
I love the name Spud.
I got one for my first birthday. It died one day after my 16th.
Oh,
good run.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Good run.
That's a Basset Hound?
Basset Hound. Fanny.
You never had another one?
Never had another one.
Fanny, one and only.
One and only.
Take a load off.
Well, maybe 972 could go. Where can they go to get the Woolly Bully Dog?
1053thefan.com. And we've got several partnering with Dallas Animal Services. You can adopt Woolly Bully if you'd like. I'd love for you to do that.
Is Woolly Bully a bulldog?
Woolly Bully is actually a female.
Oh.
And I don't know exactly what type of dog she is. I think she looks like a crossbreed.
Okay.
What's crazy, even though it's a female, she's still a motorboat and son of a gun.
Mm-hmm. She sure is.
Yes.
The old sailor.
That's
you.
Why they named her that.
She always has show. Been. You have an L for Ipe Mizuhara, the former interpreter for Otani, of course. He's going to get prison for 57,000
on the Dodgers.
And then he's going to get...
This is for stealing, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, they're calling it bank fraud and filing a false tax return. So
okay.
57 months
he
behind bars and then 3 years of supervised release and required to pay nearly $17 million in restitution to Otani.
To Otani, yeah.
Which I don't know how that'll
There's
ever
no
actually.
No way you could, yeah.
He just forgives it,
I would
it,
just
right?
forgive it. Yeah,
he forgives
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't have trusted you.
You're going to jail yeah. for 50-some odd months. You're... That's a white-collar crime, right?
Yeah.
I was wondering if, you know, Otani had, like, pressed charges or if there was any way to be like, dude, just let him go back to Japan. You know, he suffered enough dishonor. Yeah. Shame.
214 says, biggest L to me because I haven't leaned into the Dick Fangio bit enough? I need to follow through more?
I would say you
definitely. I thought it was great. I thought every interview... It was asked. So I don't know how we lean into it more. I mean, what are we just supposed
I
to
I thought you did a tremendous
just keep
job.
Peppering the Dick Fangio?
I really did.
Roughly every
I would
interview.
Like a Dick Fangio montage, you know?
That'd be fun.
Oh, okay. I could, let me put something together.
Hilarious.
That would be really something. Funny.
Kyle Van Noy, the only one. I think I set the over-under at 2 out of 10. We hit 1 out of roughly 10, right?
I think we all went under. Did we all go under or you went over?
I think.
We all went under. We said under, right?
Well, yeah, I thought maybe we'd get 1. But the thing to do was Vic. Like, afterwards, it was
yes.
multiple times they would say Vic Fangio. Yeah.
But the thing Eric would do is like, oh, I said Dick? You know, he like that.
You try and get them to say. You're like, well, wait, what did I say? And you're waiting for them to be like, you said Dick.
Or did I say Dick? who said what?
That's the best.
That was a highlight. I will say, though, I mean, the Sporanic stuff was a huge L for me personally, deserved L. But the biggest L of the week is that we did not get the fake Andy Reid appearance here at Radio Row. It was supposed to be third time's the charm. It was going to be the rubber match between me and Andy. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, hopefully he's okay, but haven't seen him waddling around.
One too
Radio
many cheeseburgers.
Row. I mean, we knew that was sort of a ticking time bomb situation there. So he had a great run, but the Chiefs, outlived fake Andy Reid.
And Eagles fans have way out participated Chiefs fans at this point.
Absolutely,
from my experience,
I've seen way more Eagle gear here than Chief gear.
Yes, I mean everybody you talk to, like media or just locals or randos, or whatever. Everybody is pulling for the Eagles. It's making me sick. I actually saw. I mean, big dub to the Eagles fans that are here right now because I saw. Did you guys see our buddy? No, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I did not.
He's got a Philly cheese truck. and he's just slinging cheesesteaks here, somewhere in our vicinity.
Damn, those are supposed to be incredible.
He's dealing out.
He's got good ones.
To Eagles fans there, some free cheesesteaks. So that's exciting. And I would say he's taking it as an L, but I'm going big dub to Jake Paul, who apparently is now not going to be fighting Canelo.
Yeah, Canelo
and
back down.
That is good for you, Jake. That is good for you. Yeah. And now he gets to have the thing where, hey, I tried to fight the best, and it got pulled up. Yeah,
Canelo's ducking me. He doesn't want to fight.
Huge win for Jake Paul on that one.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chief. It is the G-Back Nation here on the Fan Live on Radio Row, brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. And it's time now for more football. In addition to the finest, Chief, back to back, what do you got?
Yeah, we're gonna get set for kickoff here. We got some props and we got some good football things for you next in the nation.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.